I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel, but not the sort with wings and a harp and a halo. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. Me, I'm a talker, subarchy, reverse curse. Upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions, and the answers weren't up top above in the fix. Now I'm walking neutral, half fallen, in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
Your rent just went up. Information on a regular basis payable to whomever the fuck I send to collect it. There are too many goddamn angels down here. From now on, we see them, we smoke them.
What if that's just the war they want?
You think I'm afraid of a war?
Who you working for, Stank?
I'm between jobs, Marky.
I'll crack your clockwork, don't worry. And I'll get the dog back too, Stank, believe it.
I'll tell you what I believe, Markheim.
What's that?
Things are getting uglier, don't you think?
What's with your face? It's...
I don't glow.
I've heard about how Markheim's...
You don't know shit about Markheim's. Don't you dare get word to Iophiel I'm looking for her, got it?
Yeah.
And for sure as hell, don't tell her Sam says hello.
Sam?
It's no use. You could do it all day. These bullets just melting me like butter.
You like guns so much, why don't you eat it? Shit.
And now, episode 9 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
Hey, Markheim.
Bez, is that you? Long time no see.
You were sitting in front of that same fountain last time I saw you.
Yeah. Sam send you?
Yeah. Says to tell you rent's due.
I ain't got much. Put out some feelers. It's gonna take some patience.
Patience ain't exactly what Sam's known for. And feelers ain't exactly gonna cut it.
Okay. There's a meat kid, lives on the streets. I stopped a burner, Markheim, from lighting him up on the Gaylor steps, but his hand got glowed.
Got the holy fire, does he?
Yep. Then he chopped his hand off.
Oh, well, good. Neither side needs more wandering Jews.
They sewed it back on.
Shit.
Yeah. So now he's got the fire, but he likes it. Thinks he's some meat superhero, which I guess for all practical purposes he is.
Okay. I'll give it to Sam, but it doesn't seem like much.
Wait. Okay, give him this, too. Kid's got a buddy named Stank. I think he might be a meat walker.
One of Io's pals.
That's the thing. I don't see how that figures. It feels hinky. Like this meat walker might have something to do with the off-the-books clockwork Sam asked me to run down.
Huh.
Okay?
And who are those two coming up the stairs?
Don't know. Can't see their faces.
I'm sitting invisible. You?
Yeah, but some meat can see even so.
These ain't meat.
Shit! Run!
Where? We got two more pals coming down the stairs. Oh, and look, two more boxing us from the sides. Nice.
Freeze, demon.
They're gleaming my smoke so I can't even dive to the crisp. Perfect.
You too, Markheim.
You set me up.
No, Bez, no. Let me handle this.
Gag the Markheim. Not a word. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, it ain't happening. I'll keep the Markheim here and gagged till I'm good and gone with this crisper. Give it a minute, then follow.
Just leave the Markheim?
Boss's orders. Do not let him talk till you're gone.
Got it.
The pow I glowed in the market spirited off with Bez while his crew kept me gagged so I couldn't glow them. Then, in a sickening flash, they were gone, too. I was on the harbor steps alone, and, as I should have realized much earlier, very much exposed. I ran. Up the stairs, across First Avenue, up the hill again, and across Second, and then to Third, then South, then East again, and up the hill to Fourth. I needed stairs to think. The meat had made improvements to this library since I'd last been down to the show. Now they have these moving steps that even if you don't climb them, still take you up and up. In fact, the library, for reasons unknown to me, has no moving steps down. Just up and up, so when you reach the top floor, you have to climb inside this horrible neon puke-colored box that somehow spirits you without actually spiriting you down to the bottom again. Another thing about the library...
Oh, hey, Markheim.
There's always a good chance of running into Smiley.
Riding the escalators again?
Yeah.
Tense?
In deep shit is more like it. Glad I ran into you. Need your help.
Again?
I need to relocate.
Well, aren't you an angel? Why not just fly somewhere?
I don't spirit between places anymore. Too much of a fix whiff. I gotta stay in Seattle. Something's going down here, but I gotta get out of downtown. It's too hot. Getting the squeeze from both directions, fix and crisp.
So, let's hop a bus. North or south?
Doesn't matter, so long as it's out of the way and has a stairway.
Right. You like your steps, don't you?
It's an angel thing.
Yeah.
We took a fast ride on an express bus numbered 358. I tried to stay invisible, but I was surprised by how many people on the back of that bus could see me anyway.
Hold up, I gotta take this client call. Payback Incorporated, Payback speaking, may I help you? Huh? I'm stressed, but I'm strong. Hello!
Back door!
We get off and walk around Green Lake. Smiley sets me up on a remote set of stairs.
You're gonna get bored up here, you know that?
Bored is good. Safe.
You say that now.
I gotta keep my head down, Smiley, or I'm gonna wind up in some bliss box permanent or fried down to the crisp.
None of that means anything to me.
Just don't tell anyone I'm here, okay?
Who would I know that would care, Markheim?
The Indian had a point. It doesn't take a day before the boredom starts gnawing at me. Sure, the meat comes by, jogging up my steps, picking blackberries, walking their kids to the lake or the library or the playground, but none of them can see through my invisibility. That's what I count on, of course, but still, it's irksome. Downtown, I've gotten used to being seen, whether I wanted to be or not. I've started walking the 3-mile loop around the lake on a regular basis, keeping invisible as best I can, but taking my chances. Hey, Liv!
Ah, Mark, what the hell? It's like you popped out of nowhere.
Just walking the lake. You?
Took Black Francis to the dog park.
Hey there, Black Francis!
Man, where you been? No one's seen you for ages.
Keeping my head down.
Wanna walk?
Sure.
On your left!
What do you think of Green Lake?
Nah.
Yeah.
Wheels on the outside lane.
Fuck off, loser.
Control your dog, please.
Watch your own fucking mutt. Mine's on a leash, see? You're giving that thing so much slack, you might as well be flying a fucking kite.
No need to get hostile.
That's what you think, bitch.
Okay, Liv, take it easy.
Why are you even up here?
Lots of static downtown.
I'll say. Cops have been rousting all the Juggalo kids about some shop clerk got a gun shoved down his throat. Think Didge did it.
Did he?
Fuck no.
Look, Liv, I don't know what Didge was like before, but he's different now since they sewed his hand back on.
Please. He's a pussy. Plus, he looks out for me in the squats.
You're not staying with him.
What's with you? You know how it is. You squat where you can with whoever's there, night to night.
Stay clear of him, Liv. Just trust me.
Fuck you, Mark. You're not my dad. And you're sure as fuck not my stepdad.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Didge would never bother me. Nobody bothers me. I got this.
What the hell is that?
It's a butterfly knife. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. So you're safe from butterflies, then?
Ha ha. Eat shit.
The prisoners are present for your inspection, Sar Ayafiel.
How many?
13 demons.
And you powers left the Markheim behind?
Per your orders, Sar.
Good. You can bring the prisoners in.
Here? Inside the globe?
Why not?
Isn't it a little snug?
For 13 demons, we'll manage. Bring them in.
As you wish, Sar Ayafiel.
Oh. And Throne.
Yes, Sar?
While I'm here, I prefer if you just call me Joe. Especially in front of the enemy?
As you wish, Sar... Joe.
Welcome. I know it seems a little cramped, but I thought it fitting that we meet inside this globe. It was placed on top of this building as a beacon of truth. Because beneath us, human beings used to work at finding the truth and then printing it on large sheets of cheap paper so that their fellow human beings could read and know it too. I'm sort of a truth history trivia buff, in case you couldn't tell. Sadly, it's not really a beacon anymore. The truth tellers of printed paper are all gone, sacked, and scattered. And once again, humans will have to struggle to find another way. But that's not what we're here about tonight. Pow?
Yes, Joe.
You say a Markheim told you how Satan has given orders of damnation for any City of God operative captured in Seattle, correct?
Yeah, he said Sam said there would be smoking angels on site.
What do you make of this threat?
Not much.
Doesn't seem ominous?
Doesn't seem credible.
Why?
I seriously doubt if Sam's ever set foot in Seattle.
Even though three Doms got smoked just a few turns ago.
Doms, sir?
Joe?
Doms don't work wet, Joe.
No, not usually. And yet, oddly, three dominations were damned to hell on Seattle's harbor steps, one by a Markheim, the other two by an archangel. How many archangels do you know who currently, as you say, work wet? You, demon, what's your name?
Mara.
Type?
Choker.
Tell me, Mara, choker demon, do you take Sam seriously?
Always.
And what were his orders regarding engaging your enemy in Seattle?
Name's Mara, choker demon. That's all you get, gorgeous.
Understood. Throne, blaze her.
Roger. You two, you heard the Tsar. Blaze her to the crisp.
No, not to the crisp. All the way gone.
Tsar?
Do it now.
Yes, Tsar.
Do it, fix bitches!
And Throne?
Yes, sir.
You're to call me Joe.
Yes, Joe.
So, demons, I don't need confessions. I take the Markheim at his word about Sam's threat. My powers, in turn, must understand how seriously Sam is to be taken. And that is why you will be blazed. All of you. Forever. Surely Sam's soldiers understand.
Surely, sir, I offer you. But he'll take it as an act of war. Surely you understand that.
Your name, demon?
Bez Sar.
Type?
Retired.
A demon with a sense of humor.
Nope. Just a fate.
Sam can't win an all-out war.
No. But he doesn't always act out of his best interest, does he? Especially when the truth is involved.
Sar Samael has had plenty of warnings over the ages, and he's well acquainted with the powers of truth. Blaze them all.
As you wish, Joe.
In the next episode of Markheim...
On your left. Shit. Thought you could hide from me, Markheim?
Sam, I'm still working, still collecting information.
Iafiel's wiped every single operative I had in this city. How am I going to replace those demons I lost forever, huh?
I don't know, Sam.
Oh, I do. Close your eyes and make a wish, Markheim. It's your birthday.
Well, you coming in or not?
Fuck yeah, I'm coming in. I gotta sleep too.
Do ya? I thought you were invincible.
Doesn't mean I don't gotta sleep. And don't joke about what you don't know about, Liv.
You know I've been looking to retire for a while now.
Who's stopping you? Do us all a favor.
Not alone.
So take someone with you. Lilith.
Not someone. Not Lilith. You.
Let's get serious, Sam, shall we?
Join us next time for Markheim.
While I'm down here, I'd appreciate it if you, as a courtesy, called me Joe.
when hell freezes over.
I'll hold you to that.
Sandbox Radio, The Naked Truth, was written by Scott Augustin, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Rawley, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Make Our Garden Grow from Leonard Bernstein's Candide featured soloists Heather Curtis Mullen and Aaron Shanks and was conducted by Bruce Monroe. Learn more about Willie Weir and his adventures in cycling 60,000 miles around the world at willieweir.com. Charles Leggett's poem, Invitation, appears in the journal Words and Images, University of Southern Maine in Portland, 2012. The Naked Truth was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound assistant was Jake Transu, and our stage manager was Teresa Micheletti. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of audience members like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.